Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Okay, so yesterday I announced while we were on air that the president has sent out a press release, and the president was announcing the movement of former minister, she's still a mayor, she's still a minister, except in a different portfolio, Minister Thembisa Melane, who was a minister of justice, being moved and reshuffled to being a minister of human settlement. And that actually came on the back, and I'm not necessarily connecting the dots to directly what the president did, except I think it's important for you to know that earlier on, actually in the day, and in fact, Sizwe Dlomo, our colleague, had actually mentioned it earlier on in the day. There had been an incredible spread by Daily Maverick, and you, as you know, Paulie van Wyk has been on the story for a very long time, and they had done quite a lot of work in trying to map out what kinds of monies were used by the then at the time she was not a minister, she was merely in local government, a mayor. When you look at what she was earning, or no, what she was earning and what she was spending, just the gaps between the two, and they tried to map it all out for us to see, just so that we ask the question: so where was this money coming from? That's essentially what the whole point was. And lo and behold, later on in the day, we got the announcement from the president. But let me just give Paulie van Wyk an opportunity herself to explain what exactly monies were being traced by them as investigative journalists. So thank you so much for making time for us again, Paulie. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so let's just map out some of the work that you've done. And the numbers that you're going to talk to us about here are numbers that you absolutely have been able to trace. Not thumbsuck, not maybe. This is exactly as you've been able to trace it. So let's talk about what the minister was earning at the time.
Yes, absolutely. So the minister between 2016 and 2020, as the mayor of Polokwane, received a full package from the mayor from Polokwane municipality of around 1 million rand. It differed between 900,000 to just over 1 million rand over those years. Now, the package was structured in a way that there were allowances and contributions, which is medical aid and pension fund. Mm-hmm. And then there's the salary, the cash in bank. Mm-hmm. Now, that's very important to understand, because that then the post-tax salary, mm-hmm. cash in bank, mm-hmm. over the year, mm-hmm. Was around 500,000 rand.
Over the year?
It's an annual salary.
Yes.
That means if we talk about monthly salary, mm-hmm. It is around 37,000 to 39, just more than 39,000 rand between the years of 2016 and 2021.
I just want to make sure everybody follows. Okay, so for everybody who's following, what this means is that each month, what should have been going into the mayor's pocket cash in her bank account is around 35,000 rand to 39,000 rand. That we follow that.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely. And then she declared, and this was important because she was the mayor of Polokwane.
Yes.
She also declared, she had to declare, she mm-hmm. was asked to declare any additional income. So mm-hmm. she said she had a consultancy business, which for the year gave her an additional 30,000 rand.
Mm-hmm.
And then she also declared that she has this restaurant, but that she claimed that there's no money coming from that restaurant mm-hmm. At all. So that was, we know that her annual salary was just more than 500,000 rand at most per year.
Okay.
So what we showed, Carl Cowan from News 24 and I from Daily Maverick in this joint investigation, was that between 2016 and 2021, it seemed that the justice minister, who was then the mayor of Polokwane, consistently overspent much, much more than she actually received cash in bank.
Mm.
At one stage, particularly 2018, we received documents that include holiday trips to Disney World in the USA. There was a Viano, Mercedes-Benz Viano, costing just more than 1 million rand. There was a Pretoria, a vacant stand that she bought in a gated community, upmarket community, of 1.2 million rand. And all of this was cash.
Hmm.
So I think every listener who is either an entrepreneur who has a job working for someone, trying to get a job, who understand what it takes to make 100 rand and how very quickly you spend that 100 rand, will understand that an annual salary of 500,000 rand cannot reach the expenses that I just listed.
And these were paid in cash.
Over years.
Paid in cash. Okay. All right. Was there, you know, did she declare maybe loans? Like, and I'm not going to speak about the loan that we spoke about the last time. I'm just saying in this period, 2016 to around 2018, did she say maybe, I don't know, a brother helped me out, my uncle, my cousin, whoever, paid for my holiday to the US? Was there anything like that when you asked her those questions? And I know that she's been quite reserved and hasn't been responding to many media requests, but did you get any joy?
No, unfortunately not. So we sent her a 7-page document of listed findings and questions, and the minister just declined to answer to these specific questions and offer us context. What we could see is that she owns two properties, one in Mokopane and another in Polokwane, and for those two property, she did have two loans, so bonded from two commercial banks.
Okay.
That's just what we could pick up.
So Paulie, I mean, I've been watching on social media, you getting the praises as well as the bullying, but how far are you with this work? Because I suppose you still have to continue even as we see the movements.
Yes, absolutely. So this series that you are referring to, the income versus expenses, is a 3-part series. Tomorrow we publish the last story in this 3-part series, and then we will probably move on to another theme. So what we've just shown is that there are serious questions to be asked about Minister Thembi Simelane's extravagant riches. Where did she get her money? How did she become so wealthy? And it's important to understand that there is a lot of cash swirling around and that there aren't answers. So it doesn't mean that there may not be some good answers. And there we suggest that the Hawks and the Revenue Service do a proper lifestyle audit, because this is now a minister that handles a 33 billion rand budget at the Department of Human Settlements. And 13 million South Africans rely on this department who do not own homes, and millions of people who do not have deeds for their houses. This is now the minister who's tending to overspend, who says openly that shopping therapy helps her relieve her stress and then spend 250,000 rand in 4 months on Gucci and Louis Vuitton handbags and sneakers and heels. This is now the person that has to manage that 33 billion rand budget. So it's important that we have the answers and that we do it, that the Hawks and the Revenue Service do a proper lifestyle audit. And then the next theme may well be, you know, where does the money come from? That will obviously need some investigative work, and hopefully we can get that.
We look forward to seeing what you guys have to publish tomorrow. Thank you very much for your time, Paulie. I really appreciate it.
Thanks. Good evening to you and your listeners.
Thank you. Investigative journalist at Daily Maverick, Paulie van Wyk. And as she said, the 3rd part of the series will be published tomorrow. So I guess we'll all wait and see.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.